Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is your sister, Apostle, a.k.a. Bishop Cook, in the house tonight for a very special Taking It to the Streets. Hallelujah. I am being joined tonight by a beautiful sister that is going to come forth, and I'm sure that she is going to bless you. But before we get into it, hallelujah, let us have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace just thanking you for this opportunity to go out over the airwaves and to lift up your people. Now, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would use us, hallelujah, in all way, so that some man, woman, boy, or girl would come to you and ask you to be their Lord and their Savior. Lord, all that we do unto your glory. We do to be pleasing unto you. All that you do through us, Lord, we know will make a difference, and we just want to thank you in advance. And we pray it all in the mighty, matchless name of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen. Thanks to God. As I've said tonight, I am being joined by a very special young lady. But before I do that, before I introduce her and she comes forth with her testimony, I just want to bring to you Revelations 12 and 11, where it says, and they overcame him by the blood, of the Lamb and by the word of their unto death. Well, saints of God, tonight I have a beautiful young lady that I was blessed to meet flying out to, from St. Louis to California at the Lambert Airport. Light for the Lord shone like a beacon. Hallelujah. You could just tell that she loved her some Jesus. And it was a blessing, truly a blessing to watch. Hallelujah. So at this time, I have invited her on the program tonight so that she can share her story in her own words. So right now I'm going to introduce to you, present to you, hallelujah, my beautiful sister in Christ, Miss Sister Talitha Perry. Amen. Good evening, my dear Sister Talitha. How are you tonight? And welcome to the studio.
I am fine and blessed, my wonderful sister in Christ. Thank you for inviting
me. Amen,
amen.
Oh, you are
nervous,
so welcome. Thank you. Thank you for taking time out of your, all right. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and sit with us on tonight and share your story. Now, Sister Talitha, could you please tell our listeners a little bit about, as much as you choose to share, a little bit about your early upbringing and perhaps some of those good folks that you as a young girl with your walk with the Lord. Go ahead and take your time, and you have our undivided attention, my dear sister.
Thank you, my wonderful sister in Christ. From what I can remember, my mama took me to church every Sunday. We did Sunday school. We did everything in church, sing. I was in a group called the Red Circle Girls. My Aunt Emma was my teacher.
Amen.
She passed away, but she was my teacher. And I've always loved to sing for God because it was something about singing to God. You really can't explain it, but you knew that he was there. You could feel him there. And it was like every time you say Jesus, Jesus, it's like you get goosebumps or you get that feeling like it just, you start crying. It's just as emotional. But
yes.
Even all of that good stuff, I had a praying mama. And I don't remember what age that I joined church, But I knew the day that I did it, God was in me. He was so much in me that all I could do was shout. I don't even know if I shouted. I don't know if I cried. I don't even, because I was, I think, between 8 and 9. I'm not quite sure.
Amen.
But anyhow,
hallelujah.
I always knew who he was. And
thank
I love
you.
Him so much because we owe God. God doesn't know what's
yes.
in his head. We owe him everything from the rising of the sun going down to sin. We owe
Come
our
on,
God.
Sis. Yes,
we
ma'am.
Are a gift. God gives us a gift. We are his gift. Like
yes.
I said, I love him. I love everything about him. It's,
yes.
it's time out for us to stop playing games. God
Come
is on his
evangelist.
Way back. He is on his way back, whether you're ready or not. It is time
yeah.
out. Young people, old people, people in between. It's time out. Our God wants you. He's waiting
yeah.
on you.
Say that.
He is waiting on you.
Come
we
on,
might
sis.
Have left God, but he never left us. He is waiting
Come
on
on
you, young people. He is waiting on you. God
yeah.
loves you. It ain't nothing too hard for God. Now, I'm going to tell you this. He didn't say we weren't going to go through nothing because we get close to him. But
yeah.
he did make
Come
a
on,
promise
Teach.
That he will never, he loves us. He will never leave us nor forsaken us. But young people, he's waiting on you. He wants
Come
you.
On,
it's the musicians out there that can sing and play music. It's people out there that can do plays. It's people out there that can do decorating. It's people that can go out among the young and bring the young in. And you can even bring the old in.
Amen.
You got children.
Say
you
that.
Got children. You got children out there that is watching you. They
Come on,
mark
evangelist.
What you say. They mark what you do.
Come
you
on, evangelist.
You can't get mad at a child when the child see you doing this.
That's right.
Whatever
Teach.
You do, do it in a respectable and manner way.
Yeah,
if you
yeah,
put God
yeah.
first, I guarantee you, if you put God first, everything will be added.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is our comforter. The Holy Ghost
yeah.
is our comforter.
Mm-hmm.
If we just take time like we do everything else and give God some time, I promise you, God will take you beyond your wildest dreams. He gives you dreams. He gives you vision. He gave
yes,
that to you from
this.
The time
Come on.
Before,
Come on, look,
before you was even born. He gave you a vision.
Yeah.
All he wants
come
you
on,
to
speak
do
on
is
it,
come,
evangelist.
He wants you to come home. Stop living with these men if they're not your husband.
Well,
wait on your Boaz. When God gives you your Boaz, you're going to be the happiest woman or the happiest man in the world.
Yeah, come on, sis,
with
teach
the,
now.
Stop
All you are holy.
Please stop sleeping with these men. They're killing us like flies. They're killing us.
Yeah.
They're killing our children. They're killing our
yes.
women. They're killing our young men. They don't want
Come
to
on,
see.
Sis.
They don't want to see y'all come to God. They don't want that. Because once you see God and worship him and praise him and the Spirit, Holy Spirit gets to using you and you get to praising him. I mean, if you cry, you cry. If you shout, you shout. However God uses you, you're
yes.
going to be blessed. You're going to
yes.
be blessed. Then you can
oh,
go out
hallelujah.
And bless somebody else. Because all of us, when you boil down to one thing, we all are a living test testimony. I don't care if you've been on drugs. I don't care if you was a prostitute. I don't care if you was a drunk. I don't care what it is. God wants you. God loves you. He loved you. He loved you from day one. He loved you before you was even born. He loved you. We need you young people to come. We need you young people to come home. God loves you. I'm so happy to be on the radio. I have never did this in my life, but I thank God for my sister. But I want you young people to come home. I don't want to see y'all in hell. I don't want y'all to go to hell because hell is real. It's not that stuff they show you on TV. It's not that show they show you on the movie. Hell is real. You're going to burn, and you're going to be asking God for more, and God's going to deny you. Stop and think before it's too late. Our God is on his way back. We don't know the time, the day, or the hour, but he knows. So you young people, you old people, you people in between, get your house in order, and he's not talking about the roof you live on.
Come
He's
on,
not
sis.
Talking
you
about the house that you in. He's talking about your soul. God don't want nobody to go to hell. God does not want nobody to go to hell. God wants you to come home.
Yeah.
He's coming back for his church. He's not coming back for nothing but his church, and it doesn't matter what color you are. God said, I'm coming back my church, not the color of our skin, not the color who we married to, not the house that we live in, not the car that we drive.
Come on, sister.
For his church. It's nothing too hard for our God. It's nothing too hard for our God. And don't let nobody tell you it's God can't do it. Because I'm going to tell you, yes, he can. I did some of the things you did. I drank. I partied. I went to the bar. I danced. I talked crazy. I did my little cussing. So I'm not going to lie. I did a lot of stuff. But I remember who God was. God didn't leave me. I left God to do the worldly things.
Come on, encourage somebody. Yeah.
But the thing is, I did the worldly thing, but I also wanted my God. I want to see Jesus. That's my goal. I can't say nobody else's goal, but I want to see my Jesus. I want to dance around heaven all day long. I want to see them. The rules are paid to the gold. I want to see Jesus. I don't see anything else in my life. That's
that
who I want to see.
Jesus.
That's who I want to see. My Jesus. He came down here. He died for us. He got pierced in the side. He got slapped upside the head. He got spit on. He got cussed at. He got everything happened to him. But I'm going to tell you another thing. We couldn't have took what God took. We could have never. Ain't no way you could have took no nails in your hand. Ain't no way you could have took no nails in your feet. Ain't no way you could have been pissed in your side. Ain't no way you would let somebody spit in your face, slap you upside your head. Ain't
come
no
on,
way you would have did none of that. But he loved us so much.
Yeah.
He came down so we didn't have to go to hell. He went into hell, took the gates, the keys back from Satan. All you young people, I want you to understand, it's time out. You got to love yourself. You got to have respect. Women have respect about yourself.
Yeah.
If a man can't put a ring on your finger, let him go.
Amen.
Let him go. And if he's a man, he's going to respect your body anyway.
Amen.
He's not going to want to sleep with you because if he sleeps with you,
sis.
All he's going to do is talk about you. Then when he
come
gets to talking about you, He's going to give you somebody else to mess with. Then he's going to talk about you. Then after they get through talking about you, the first word you are, you know what you'll be called. And it won't be a child
yes.
of God.
Yeah,
so
come on, come on.
You young women, all you young men, it's time out. You need to come home. You need to walk the walk. You need to talk the talk. You're a living testimony. It's somebody out here that might, we all done been through something. But you might be the one to bring somebody to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for y'all to go and bring somebody to Jesus. We all are Jesus' disciples. It's time out, y'all. I love every one of you. Don't even know you. But I love you because of the love of Christ.
Amen.
And he wants his people. He wants his people. Yeah, we've been mistreated all our lives. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We belong to God. And as
yeah.
long as we belong to God, we got the best thing in the world. We got all the riches,
yeah.
the gold, the car, everything.
All of that.
We got.
All of that. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Just remember, life is short. It is so short. You don't know when you're going to leave here. But at least be baptized. Please get baptized. Please come to God. I'm begging you as a Christian that loves my God. Please do that because I don't want to see none of y'all when God denies you. You don't want God to deny you. It's
Amen.
Not no joke. God is real. This is not no joke, and it's not no game.
Hallelujah.
I hurt all the time because I hurt all the time because I'm praying for people, and I'm praying that somebody will come and encourage me. Like the
yeah.
Bible said, encourage yourself. If nobody
encourage
will tell
you,
you're
have
beautiful. If you don't nobody tell you, young lady, young man, you're beautiful, you handsome. Remember, God said you're beautiful. God said
yes.
you're handsome. He made you in his image.
Yes.
Not nobody else's
yes.
image. His image.
Fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Love him.
Come on.
Love
That's
him.
Good.
Love
That's
him.
Good.
Love God. Whatever you
go,
do,
Holy Ghost.
take time out and say, God, I need you. If you can't say enough, raise your hand and say, Holy Ghost, I need you.
Yes, come
See,
on, kids, come on.
That's who he sent down here anyway, was the Holy Ghost to be our comforter.
Yes,
Call
ma'am.
On him. Don't let nobody stop you from loving God.
Amen.
I'm going to give you an example. On my job, I work at the airport. I get it all the time. A man came in there and he say, they let you read the word. I said, yeah. You mean they took the word for you? I said, no. I said, if they do, tell me I can't have my Bible. The word is already in me. They can't take
Amen.
What God put in you.
That's good. Yes.
Can nobody take what God put in your mind?
That's right.
They can't take that. They can take a book, but they can't take God.
But they can't take the word out of you. Amen.
Right. And I'm like, oh, my
Amen.
God. But
Amen.
I like it when people, you know, I like to pray for people because somebody prayed for me years ago.
Yes, all right.
Even people I know, people I don't know.
Yes.
People prayed for me. Because you know what? I should have been dead, but God said no.
Come on,
you
come on,
something
come on.
To do. I ran the streets. I did a whole bunch of dirt. But I said, well, it's time out. God told, because I love church. I ain't going to tell nobody. I love my church. I love church. It just ain't got to be my church. I love church. Because it's like a hospital. We go
yeah.
there to be healed. We go
yeah.
there to be healed. Don't worry about what
yes,
somebody God. In there say. You going to praise God because you want God
yes.
to love you, keep loving you, keep blessing you.
Come on,
so you can
sis.
Bless somebody else out here. It's hard. But if you got God on your side, young man, young lady, or whoever I'm talking to, always remember He loved you first.
Yeah.
Before your mama.
Come on, sis.
Before your daddy. For your auntie,
on,
your niece, your nephew, your cousin, your friend.
Hallelujah.
God loved you first. He
yes.
knew you before the world was formed. He already knew who your mama was going to be. He knew who your daddy was going to be. He knew who you were going to meet. He knew who was going to leave you. He knew who was going to hurt you.
Yes.
He also
yes,
knew
he
who was going to die on you. But the point
yes.
is, we need him. You got to
yes,
realize
yes.
you're beautiful in his eyesight. You're beautiful. And whatever
yes.
you do, always remember, God will put a song in your heart. He'll put a prayer in your heart. Anything else, it's over with. It's over with.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of people that bullying people because they're not skinny and they're not healthy and they this and that. But their heart is good. That makes them better than a person that's skinny, healthy, and looking good or look handsome. They got a beautiful personality. You got to remember, be careful who you talk to. And disrespect, because you don't know if they're God's angel or not. Angels
Amen.
Know. Everybody got an angel or they
yeah.
Everybody got that. God gave everybody an angel. So you better be careful how you treat people, because that might be the same person that you mistreat, might be the same person that has to take care of you, feed you, clothe you. It might be have to give you a kidney, a liver, anything.
Come on,
heart.
Up in you here, bad
know. You really don't know what a person can do. Just like we got our different Caucasian people. They always say they don't like us. Every time you turn around, they with us.
Well.
But the thing about it is, God don't look at color. God looks at you, your heart, and what you think. He already knows
yes.
what you're going to say before you say it. He already know what you're going to do before you do it. So you can't hide
yes.
nothing from God, because he never sleeps and he never slumbers. So you can't hide anything from our God.
Yes.
But always
Amen.
Remember, no matter what happens in your life, if you put God first, everything in your life will be added. You'll be a happier
Amen.
Person in the world. But always remember, we're going to go through some stuff because Jesus went through more than we'll ever go through. We're always.
At this point, Celeste, my sister Evangelist, at this point, I'm going to bring the invitation to salvation, because the spirit is high, and we just need to ask people if they want to come to Jesus right now. Listen, if you are listening in the studio, if you are listening in the chat room, those listening via your computers, via Skype, via Instagram, right now, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, hallelujah.
Yes,
He's
yes.
asking you to return to your first love. Now, our sister Evangelist Talitha has already said, hell is a real place. So now you have an opportunity to change your eternal address. Hallelujah. You have an opportunity to get hooked up to the holy hookup, the source of all of your benefits, all truth. And that's Jesus. And all you have to do, you don't have to wait and get dressed up and go up in somebody's church. You don't have to wait to a Bible study. All you have to do is drop to your knees right where you are.
Hallelujah.
Into your heart. And let me tell you something. Like our sister said, and this should encourage your heart, the Lord don't care about you being an alcoholic, a drug addict, a prostitute, a pimp, an abuser, a misuser, because, see, he's going to meet you where you are. And see, what you can't do is tell yourself is, don't let the enemy tell you that lie, that, oh, wait, you need to wait till you get yourself cleaned up. Because, beloved, if you could have cleaned yourself up, Jesus would not have had to come down here. So right where you are, hallelujah, all you have to do is give your life to Jesus, and you just pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner.
Yes.
Please forgive me of my sin. But
yes,
I believe that you are the living Son of God.
Yes.
I believe that you came, you lived, you died, and you rose just for me. That's how you make it personal. Say, just for me. And then you go on and you say, Lord God, you know, come into my life and save me for your name's sake.
Yes.
And all that I am and ever will be, Father God, I am going to commit unto thee. And then the stamp that will get it up there is to say, to do it in his own name. In your holy name, I pray, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen. And let me explain something to you. If you prayed that prayer with me, first of all, I want to say welcome to the family of God. And I would like for you to advise you to get into a Christ-centered, loving body of Christ that will help you to grow and to walk and to mature in the things of God. And then I want you to study to show yourself approved. I need you to pray to the Holy Spirit, talk to the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, help me to understand the things of God. He is our parakletos. He is our teacher. He comes along beside us and he helps us to overcome. He's the one that convicts us of sin. He's the one that removes all that worldly junk and fills it with the things of God. And then, beloved, I want you to believe. There's no point of saying you're a child of God if you're not going to believe.
Right.
You have to believe what he has said. So that means you have to get in the word to know who he is and what he has said, and then you have to believe what he says. Hallelujah. We are living in a very trying time.
Yes,
the enemy is living out loud before everybody, Christians and the lost alike. So bold, he don't even try to hide. But what we need to understand is we have an adversary. We have an advocate in Christ Jesus.
Right.
So as my sister said, it is time out. It is time out. It is time out for being content living in the sin that we're in. It is time out for going to the church and praying and playing church instead of being the church. It is time out for us to walk and to stop, you know, for walking around beating people over the head with the word when we're not even living it ourselves. The time is, it's time out for not living holy, because God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. It's time out for turning our heads the other way and being complacent. The word of God says, love you. He said, a new commandment I have given you. Love ye one another as I first loved you. So that means we have to be concerned about our neighbors. We have to be concerned about other people's children. We have to be concerned about more than just ourselves.
Right.
My sister said it's
Amen.
Time out. It's time out for shacking.
Yes.
God did not, I repeat, did not ordain the institution of shacking. He ordained the institution of marriage. Hallelujah. And don't give God that stuff I'm married in my heart. No, do not do it. Don't go up there doing that. We have to do all things decently and in order. Because like she says, our children are watching. Our nieces and nephews are watching. Other people's children are watching. So what kind of message are we sending? That's what we need to ask ourselves. So as I'm going to, if you're in the studio right now and you would like to put your praise on it, you can press your 1 on your keypad and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and while I'm doing that, I'm going to have my dear sister go ahead and cue her music. And as she does that, I'm just going to let y'all all know my sister does sing.
Yes, I do. But I ain't got my music together, sister.
You give you time to get it together, beloved. Don't even worry. But like I said, thanks to God, I like what my sister said. She simply let the Holy Ghost use her. Just to, you know, she's crying out, especially to our young people. Because if the enemy can get to our young people, then he can mess up our future. And we as older people have to go back and train these children up. We have to be mentors. We need to be teachers to show them the way. So I just want you to be aware. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back. Will you be ready? At this time, I'm going to check with my sister. Sister, are you ready?
Not yet, sister.
All right. All right. Just let me know when you get ready. Hallelujah. The enemy has been trying to, you know, he don't never like it when folks get together and want to do something. But see, what he don't understand about me is I'm not about perfection. I'm about people being perfected.
Okay,
hallelujah.
I'm ready.
All right. Right now we're going to hear our beautiful sister sing. Amen.
And gold, silver and gold, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. The riches of your the riches out of gold, oh, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Give me a pension, don't keep me alone.
If you
don't believe, I'm just kidding, Savior. Yes, oh, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Last morning, in the light of dawn, when you're free, even though we're I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold, silver, silver and gold, silver and gold. Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. No fame, no fortune, no riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus. Yes, oh God, yes. I'd rather have Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hold on.
Come on. Come on.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let it play.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go.
Go.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we just praise you. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, right now, we just thank you, Father God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for our sister Talitha. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for her heart set and her mindset. And Lord God, we just thank you, Jesus, that you are using her to bless your people. Now, Father God, we just come before your throne of grace. First and foremost, just lifting up those in the Ukraine. Lord, we just come right now in the name of Jesus, standing with those in the Ukraine, Father God, praying in the name of Jesus that you would just move on that situation. Father God, we just pray for the heart set and the mindset of all your people, because we know that desperate times make people desperate. But Father God, I just pray that the saints of God would stand on your holy word, trust what you have said, Father God, and not be afraid. Let them not get weary of doing good, God, because of what their ears hear and their eyes may see. Lord God, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would walk by, stop in every hospital, every hospice, every sick room, Father God. We just come lifting you up right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. Father God, we just ask right now that you would walk through every, hallelujah, place where children are being trafficked, every place, Lord, where children are being abused. And Lord God, I pray that you rescue them. I lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, I know that you sit high and you look low. And you have said in your holy word that a person would rather have a millstone around their neck then cause one of your babies to stumble. So, Father God, we know that the government sit up on your shoulders. Nothing takes you by surprise. We know that no accused abuser will go unpunished. We know nobody, Father God, that mistreats one of your own, Lord God, will stand because you said in your holy word that I will repay. Vengeance is mine. So, Lord God, I pray that the people of God who are called by your name will truly indeed humble themselves, oh God, turn from their wicked ways, pray and seek your face in all things and at all times. Write the word of God on the fleshy tables of their heart so that when the trials come, when the tribulations come, just like Jesus, they will have their "it is written" ready, Lord God. They will be able to say, no, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus that loves me. No, I have cast my cares on Jesus, who will strengthen me, who will establish me, who will perfect me. No, hallelujah, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Lord, help them to have it ready. Help them to fight through prayer, Lord God.
Yes, oh God.
Help them to fight through the way they live their lives, oh God. Let them be a living example of who you are. Let us be your arms and your hands and your feet and your voice, Father God. I pray for every servant leader out there today. I pray, Lord God, that they would especially humble themselves. I pray, Lord God, that they would remember who they serve.
Yes,
Father
God,
I pray against every negative agenda that would come against these servant leaders. I pray down the spirit of pride, oh God. I pray down that spirit of agenda, oh God. I pray down that spirit of hypocrisy, oh God. I pray it down in the name of Jesus, because it has no place amongst your people.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God.
Lord God, I just pray for the saints that only want to love you and please you.
Yes,
I pray that they would go, Lord God, and go boldly and know that they have freedom in you. They're free, Lord God, and they're not ashamed to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not ashamed to stop and pray with somebody along the way. They're not ashamed to stop and give somebody a helping hand. They're not ashamed, Father God, to go into places that where nobody else wants to go. We want the invisible, Lord. We want the unreachable. We want the unteachable, because that's exactly who you would be
Yes,
Lord. So we just thank you for this time. We just thank you for this opportunity,
thank
Lord,
you,
to come out as sisters together here on one accord.
Yes, oh God.
And praise your holy name.
Yes,
Father
God,
I just pray that you pour back into my dear sister as she poured out unto your people by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Lord God,
yes,
we will be
God.
So careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise
yes,
in the mighty mattress
name.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My dear sister,
I have loved
having you in the house on tonight.
I pray that you have had just
as wonderful time as I have had having
yes.
you. I pray that you will come back and sit with me one again
yes.
and talk to God's people. But I thank you. I thank you, Evangelist Talitha. You came forth, and you came forth with what needed to come forth. This is the time for time out. You know,
yes.
this is the time for us to be trying to get it right, because the Lord is coming back, and no man knows the hour. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So, saints
yes.
of God, we need to be living our life like it's our last day today.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. You have
yes.
been listening to a very special Taking It to the Streets with Bishop Shalene Cook and my dear sister, Evangelist Talitha Perry. We pray that you have heard something that has truly blessed you. Hallelujah. We are thanking God for the new converts and bands. This goes out of the world. So we are thanking God that somebody came to know him on tonight by the words and the power of my dear sister, Evangelist Talitha. So it is my fervent prayer, saints of God, that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household of faith to yours, it is truly our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. God bless you, dear sister. You did a phenomenal
yes.
job. God bless you.
Thank
I'm about
you.
To call. Amen.
Love you. Be blessed and be safe in Jesus' name.